All right, for this next segment, we are going to head about 100 kilometers or so east of Toronto to the beautiful, historic, picturesque small town of Port Hope, right in the heart of the entertainment district, the Capital Arts Center. I have a very special guest joining me with his own heartfelt solo show, and that is Michael Hughes. The show is called Mickey and Judy. Welcome, Michael. Welcome to the Jukebox.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Great to have you as well. Well, this is very exciting. You have 10 shows coming up between July 27th, August 6th. Very intimate theater space known as the Sculthorpe Theater. Tell us a little bit about the excitement up ahead.
Well, it's been about 5 years since I've revisited this piece, so I'm really excited to get back to telling this story. It's based on my childhood psychologist notes, or I guess they were the jumping off point for writing the show. And it's basically about my life, my childhood, growing up loving musicals, and being a bit different from all the other kids.
Oh yeah, I know that feeling.
Yeah, exactly.
We all have a little bit of that anxiety in us, that first little camp or, you know, first little day of school. Oh yeah.
Exactly.
But your story comes from Wizard of Oz. Wizard of Oz, you saw that one. You fell in love with Judy Garland.
Yeah.
She was absolutely beautiful in that movie, and of course, you know, Over the Rainbow, the song, and that inspired you to create the solo show.
She actually inspired me to, I guess, pursue this as a passion and a career. A lot of her movies with Mickey Rooney were about putting on a show, getting the group together and writing and producing a show, and that was always very appealing to me as a kid, so I would be doing it with the kids in the backyards. And then I'm still doing it now as an adult.
Terrific. And I love how you incorporate one of her quotes here. If I ever go looking for my heart's desire again, I won't look any further than my own backyard. Sound advice.
Mm-hmm. It's true. And I kind of learned that while writing this show. I got those notes from the psychologist and I kind of rediscovered something about myself that I had always known, but to see it, it really kind of helped me realize that I always was this like energetic, excited, happy kid, and he was still inside me. So just trying to find him again, and that's kind of what the show's about as well.
Right, gotcha. I'm speaking with Michael Hughes, and he has a beautiful, heartfelt solo show coming up at Capital Arts Center. That's in Port Hope. It's at the Sculthorpe Theater space, July 27th to August 6th. You can find out more information about this must-see show, capitoltheater.com, capital T-O-L, theater, T-R-E, the suffix there, capitoltheater.com. Find out about it. You have quite a background in theater yourself. You were a featured guest with David Foster on his sold-out North American Arena Tour. That must have been fun. David Foster and Friends.
Yeah, that was an amazing opportunity. And I mean, getting to, you know, talk to Sarah McLachlan and Earth, Wind and Fire. And I mean, we asked Sarah McLachlan, we were like, do you get nervous still? And she's like, I am constantly nervous before a performance. Yeah. And it was the biggest audience I've performed for. So to know that somebody at her level was still nervous, I mean, didn't take my nerves away, but it definitely made me feel like that was normal.
Terrific. And then you have an album that was nominated as Best Adult Contemporary Album by the Toronto Independent Music Award Society, I guess. Yeah, self-titled album.
Yeah, that's available on Apple and Spotify. And that really was a passion project that came from just wanting to have a calling card. A lot of people had heard me sing, but I wanted something that people could point to and say, okay, he actually can sing.
Nice. Hey, where did you grow up?
I grew up in Toronto.
Oh, you grew up in Toronto. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Nice.
But I hooked up with him in BC.
In BC. Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you've been around, obviously. And this solo show has been all around the world as well. So all the more excitement to bring it back to the historic Capitol Theater this summer.
Oh, yeah. And it's a beautiful space. And I'm really excited with what we're going to do there. So come out and see it.
Come out and see it. 10 shows to choose from. And you know, you get to see this picturesque small town while you're at it, with its great cafes and restaurants. Must-see destination.
Oh, definitely.
Capitol Theater, Capitol, TOL, Theater, TRE.com. Type it in and you'll get all the information you need. Any closing thoughts you'd like to share with our listeners?
You know, if you like musicals, if you like lighthearted comedy, this isn't going to be a night where you leave feeling weighed down by, the world. This will be a night where you leave, tapping your toes and feeling happy. And I mean, that's my goal, is to make sure that you leave with a smile on your face. So come out and see
Tapping your toes and a smile on your face, two in one. Just check out Mickey
me.
and Judy at thecapitoltheater.com. And it's Michael Hughes, his life passion, his life story, all inspired by Judy Garland and the classic Wizard of Oz that he saw, I guess, on your television with your family. And it's now being sold out to audiences all around the world. And you can get it just a little drive away from Toronto, or for our Eastern Ontario 103.1 listeners. You can check it out on any date between July 27th to August 6th. Thank you, Michael. Good luck to you.
Thanks for having me.
And I hope you get a nice big smiling crowd there for all those shows.
Me too. Thanks a lot. Have a great day.
Have a great afternoon. Bye-bye.